2 Corinthians chapter 9. For as concerning the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. For I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boasted you to those of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has incited very many. Yet I have sent the brothers, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this behalf, so that, as I said, you may be ready. Lest perhaps if those of Macedonia come with me and find you unprepared, we, to not speak of you, should be ashamed in this same confident boasting. Therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brothers, that they would go before to you, and make up beforehand your bounty, of which you had notice before, so that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty, and not of covetousness. But I say this, he who sows sparingly, shall also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully, shall also reap bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, or by constraint, for Elohim loves a cheerful giver. And Elohim is able to make all grace abound towards you, so that you always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remains forever. Now may he who ministers seed to the sower, supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to Elohim. For the administration of this service not only supplies the want of the saints, but is also abundant by many thanksgivings to Elohim. While by the experiment of this ministration they glorify Elohim for your professed subjection to the gospel of the Messiah, and for your liberal distribution to them, and to all men. And by their prayer for you, who long after you, for the exceeding grace of Elohim in you. Thanks be to Elohim for his unspeakable gift.